seen it before with the vice coverage, the two guys, you know, at the goal line with Kelvin. Excuse me, have you ever seen that in the middle of the field between the 20s? Like that?
No, that's the first time. I think I told Calvin, I said, I saw Green Bay do it to Moss my first year, but they always did it with a linebacker, and then they added him in. They didn't keep two guys on him. It was more of a don't let him get started. This was like, you know, a punt. And, I mean, they held him. I guess you can hold him, you know, at the line of scrimmage. I don't know. That was their plan. I mean, it definitely discourages your ability to get a guy the ball.
If you watch him, though, I mean, he beat some of them.
No, he first time he won. I think Matt just decided he was going to be covered and went, you know, elsewhere on the read, which was what he was supposed to do. But Calvin actually beat the vice. So.
What would you do if you had to stop him? What would you do besides bench him?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's. I think most people go with the philosophy that just contain him, keep his numbers to a manageable number, I think. And you do that by what people are doing with two or three guys.
Did you get any sense that teams don't want him to get closer to the record or break it against them? Or are they just playing football?
I think they're playing football. They know, they know we're a little down at the receiver position. Make us prove that, the other guys that, you know, make them produce because they don't know a whole lot about them.
Atlanta has 18 interceptions this year. What did they do? Did they just disguise their packages differently?
Well, they got an excellent secondary with very, very good ball skills, and so when they get the ball thrown to them, they catch it. That's the number one thing. But they've got as good a secondary as a group as we'll play. I mean, they got 10 interceptions just from their safety position. That's big time production.
Scott, Pro Football Focus did some research, and they said that Stafford was hurried on only 16 of the 50 passes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like maybe he was feeling more pressure than it was there? Has that been kind of something he's had to battle?
Well, we were behind the chains in this game, a lot of third down and long. And then once we got behind in the game, you know, we're pretty much one-dimensional. So they had a very good, very good pass rush, and that was probably, you know, quarterback's going to be affected by you know, a defense teeing off like that. So I'm sure that was part of it.
But only 16, it's only 16 out of 50 were hurt. Is that
a
normal number, right?
I don't think so. No, I mean, no, I wouldn't. I don't know what their where they get their stats. It's not that significant to me what the number is, but when you get behind a couple scores and you're having to throw the ball, you know, you're getting sped up probably a little more than you want to be.
With Stafford, obviously numbers can say whatever you want him to do. His quarterback rating is really down this year. Do you think numbers are lying with that, or just do you think other than indicative of what he's had?
Well, I think it has more to do with the fact that his the continuity of his receiving core has not been there. You know, we didn't have any injuries last year with the guys we were counting on. You know, it's not an excuse, but you're not going to have the same rhythm and timing if you've got a revolving door or it's your skill positions.
What about you? He threw two interceptions that return for touchdowns. Were they just bad reads or bad plays on defense?
They were good plays. I mean, you know, anytime you get ball picked off, it's not a good play for you on offense, but you know, it's trying to make a play. I mean, it's down a couple scores. You got to make a play on fourth down. I mean, you get every one of our turnovers last week came after a very frustrating penalty. So you were trying to get back on track. And if we stay, you know, if we stay ahead in those situations and we don't back ourselves up, it takes a little less pressure, puts a little less pressure on the quarterback to have to make a play.
Is Pettigrew's absence demonstrating or enhancing his value when you don't have him in real life? People might realize how.
Well, you know, he and maybe five other guys, you know, I mean, he's a big part of our offense. He's been our second leading receiver, you know, and big chain mover and guy we go to in third down in the red zone. And, you know, you take one of those key components out, it, you know, puts a little more of an emphasis on, you know, using some other guys. And we got very capable players that are doing a good job of stepping in. Well, I mean, you know, penalties are something we've got to minimize, and I think we've, from, you know, the previous years, we've done, you know, up until this last game, done a good job of keeping those penalties down from false starts and things like that. It was just, it's really our first game where we got behind in a couple situations, and you know, we got to correct that and not let it happen again.
You say you have other capable guys in the receiving corps, but Jim said that you lacked playmakers on Sunday. Is there something you've seen in the improvement this week that...
No, I just would believe in the guys. We wouldn't put them on the field if we didn't believe they could go out and do the job. And they've got opportunities now with the injuries. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to those guys being able to step in and show us that they're very, very capable of doing, you know, the things that we did with the previous group. But it's you know, it's a challenge, but it's a good challenge, and it'd be good to know moving forward after these next couple games, you know, what some of these guys can do for us.
Jason Fox is a guy who hasn't seen the field very much in his career, but what do you see from him in practice? What do you think the future holds?
Great future for Jason. His first year, he's been 100% healthy. You know, that's not uncommon. You know, there's other guys that have been through it. I mean, Kyle Vandenbosch can tell you what it's like to start off early in your career with some injuries and then have a great career beyond that. Not, you know, Jason's, you know, basically he's going to be, you know, hitting a stride going into next year. He's got some position versatility. You know, I see him playing a lot of football for us next year. I think he's a tackle, but I think he can play guard as well. I mean, I wouldn't put center past him. So hopefully he'll be able to find an opportunity and take advantage of it.
Would you like to get him on the field though? You get him some. He's had hardly 10 snaps in his career or something like that.
Yeah, I mean this is probably the year. I mean, Riley probably took that spot this year. You know, we stayed relatively healthy, so he didn't get any opportunities this year. I mean, but we saw a lot of him in preseason, and he's had an excellent, you know, I mean, what you get to see out here in practice. I mean, he gets to work against, you know, our D line on a daily basis, and I mean, he's what you're looking for in an offensive lineman.
He's the same age as Reese.
Yeah, I don't think people realize. I don't think I realized. I knew they were close. I didn't. That's a good point. And so he's got a, you know, he's a young player who's got some early injuries behind him, and he's got a lot of ability. We're looking forward to his future.
Curly have obviously hurt you in this respect, but I mean, how much of an advantage is it for a team like the Falcons with three weapons like Jones, Gonzalez, and White?
Well, I mean, advantage or not, I mean, we've just got to go out and you know, Matt and Calvin have, you know, a great history with each other. We've been able to get about two, three good weeks now, you know, with Durham and some of the other guys that are playing. So I just think, you know, Chef's snaps are up, and you know, Chef's been here for 3 years, and so, you know, these guys are very capable, and you know, we're just worried about taking care of what we got to do, and you know, match punches with them. They got, you know, obviously a high scoring offense, but our concern is going against their defense. Their defense is, you know, probably played its best game maybe in years last week against New York, so. Interesting challenge, but a fun challenge, and our players are really looking forward to it.
How conscious are you of the record, though? It's really got to come into play eventually, doesn't it?
Well, you're concentrating on winning the game. I mean, that's what you're concentrating on. And you know, Calvin's going to he's certainly going to have opportunities. And you know, records are great individual accomplishments, and we would take very much pride offensively for him to reach it. But, you know, we're our number one concern right now is you know, doing the best we can to beat Atlanta.
Early in the season, more. You talked about the lack of blitzing from opponents and how you guys wish maybe you had some more. Atlanta probably brought it more creatively and aggressively than any opponent. Are you disappointed in the way the offense responded to that pass rush?
You're talking about Arizona instead of Atlanta?
Yes,
well, I'm disappointed. I just think we've got to do better than that in that situation. And obviously it's the challenge is there because we've got new guys, you know, that have not done that, but that's the reality we're in, and I think the guys got to respond this week. We're going to see very similar type looks. I would expect a very similar type game plan that we got last week, and you know, all we need is to have one play from every guy that we didn't have last week. You know, Calvin's going to have his, but every guy have a play that's made. I mean, you know, Stephon made a play last week that kept a drive alive, and you know, made a big time third down conversion. You know, Kevin came in and on a third down and hit a big screen. If we can get a big play from each group that, you know, that's now playing, you know, that'll that'll keep our that'll keep our drives alive and enable us to move the ball and score points.
Why has Mike Thomas not played a bigger role since he was
drafted? Well, it's like anything else. It's a tough position to come in. Really not playing as much in the slot, playing outside is really probably not the most natural position to play outside early, but that's where we need him due to injury. Then we lose Broyles, and then now he's in the slot. There's a lot of things that go into playing in there and background in the offense. And so it's just kind of we're not so much experimenting, but finding, what's the true position for him, while some other guys probably have a little head start on him as far as knowing the offense.
All right, guys, thank you.